Welcome to DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts, an audio discovery series for teaching and learning in higher education. Hello, my name is Lisa Donaldson, and welcome to another episode in DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts called A Discovery Series for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. This podcast is part of the Reflection team, and I'd like to welcome Julie Burtz, who is an assistant professor in DCU Business School. Let me start, Julie, by just asking you to introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Hi, Lisa. It's lovely to be here chatting with you. My name is Julie Burtz. I'm in DCU Business School, as Lisa said. I'm with DCU Business School now 13 years, and I'm an accountant, so I lecture in accounting subjects.
Wonderful. And we're here today because we recently embarked on a journey to fellowship. And I just want to really start by, well, firstly, congratulating you on becoming a fellow. And secondly, can I just ask and pick your brains a little bit around why you were interested in pursuing fellowship in the first place?
Thanks, Lisa. It's great to have achieved it. But so I suppose to reflect on why did I take that path? Well, I never had a set goal or anything in head, but the very first time I heard about fellowship, I did find myself going, that sounds interesting. And a former colleague said to me, you know, I think you'd be really suited to looking into the fellowship. But at the time, I was too busy. So I didn't inquire or I didn't ask any more about it. It was mentioned at one of our group meetings. And so this a few years back, I think the first round when it was happening. And I didn't think any more about it. And then it transpired that people were awarded the fellowship. And I thought, oh, maybe this is time. And we were currently we were in lockdown. And I've lost track of the number of times we were locked down, but I think it was the second lockdown, more or less, in the January.
I think it was second, yeah.
And I suppose I decided to look into it, and I listened to the podcast with you and John McMacken. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it, I have to say, and I just thought it was very engaging, and I loved the way the two of you had a conversation together, and I thought, oh, I must talk to John. So I reached out to John as well, and he couldn't have been more helpful, really, really supportive, and had a chat. And then I thought, okay, I think now is probably time to go to Lisa and Mark. And I went and I had chats with both of you. And I just felt this is something I think I need to do for myself. So it was coming from a personal perspective. I actually wasn't thinking about career progression this time. It was just all about myself and what I needed for me. Okay. Which might sound a little bit strange, but I suppose for me, I have a lot of qualifications in the sense that, you know, I have a Bachelor of Science in Accounting. I'm a Fellow of Chartered Accountants. I have a Master of Business. I have a PhD. So I have all of these qualifications, and yet I'm teaching. And I kind of felt, how can I say I'm a good teacher? And that's the part of the job that I very much enjoy, because you get to talk like we're doing here again, and you get to hear different things and share ideas and all of this and have a bit of humor throughout learning and everything. And I thought this is something I felt I needed for me, just to be able to say, yeah, you know, I can, I have something that shows my teaching experience, I suppose.
Well, you're teaching excellence, Julie. That's what the fellowship evidences. But that's a really interesting angle, doing it for yourself. Yeah. So now that it's in the rear view mirror and you have your fellowship, how would you describe the experience of going through that fellowship process?
You know what? Hand on heart, thinking of it, it brings back a happy time for me, right? And that sounds so crazy in a sense, in the sense that we were locked down, we were homeschooling our kids, work was crazy, we were managing online, I was chairing a program, etc. But I actually enjoyed it. And I stand back and I wonder why, because I got to meet new people that I normally wouldn't get to meet. And I found, I don't know, is community the right word for this, but I just found the environment a lovely environment. And I thought the supports that you gave from day one it just set it all out so clearly. Okay, I was very clear on what was involved. When I got into this, I knew what was going to be required, we'll say, right? So there wasn't things just popping up. Everyone was really honest and told it like it was. And all the resources you set up on that Reflect page and that you set us all up on, it covered everything. There was no reason, I knew there was no reason I couldn't succeed. The only reason would be if I didn't put in the time, okay?
And it is a bit of time, isn't
and
it?
This was the issue, right? But I suppose what I'd like people to realize is there were days I didn't want to be doing it, but yet as you're doing it, it depends on person. I was enjoying it, you know, to a point, because it was like, it was about me, which is, and I'm not, I don't know now, people may disagree, right, Lisa, who might know me well enough, but I'm not really, I don't like talking to that level about me, right? So it allowed me privately to think about, why am I doing these things? And, you know, I realized, God, sometimes I'm just doing because it's a habit and this is the way things were done before. And I'm going, why was it done before like this? So it really started, it really got me thinking in that sense. And in another way, then I found it hard from the point of view of certain things, you have to back up your evidence. Yeah. So, you know, you're lifting things that students might have said. I really struggled with that, I have to be honest, but I knew I had to put it down because I'd rather have kept that private to myself. But then I, you know, my mind went, well, there's only a few people who will see it, so that's okay. So again, it depends on the type of personality you are too. But look, for me, the fellowship, the support was excellent. There's no two ways about it. The support was excellent. What I loved about it as well was the way you set us up in triads. So I got to meet two new people, Sue and Tim, and didn't know each other at all, from different areas in DCU. And it was great, right? Because the first thing, when we were in our little virtual room, I just said, guys, I'm doing this, but if we have certain deadlines and I don't make it, I don't want you to be hitting me with a stick. I'm being very honest. I will be doing my best and I will do my best and all this. And they were the same, you see? So it was great. And we chatted about things that were nothing to do with teaching for a while, like insulating our houses and all of this, because we were cold and people had drafts at certain stages. So there was all this that went on. So we actually became good friends in this little bubble, and we would question certain things and we'd say, what do you think? And I found having them was great because they answered stuff I wasn't sure about for me, etc. But you know, we each respected that everyone was on their own kind of journey, if you know what I mean, with this. And some of us might get through and some might not. But that was OK. It was just about. So there was no like, and there was no competing in it now. There was nothing like that. It was like, OK, what do you think? And we're all just sharing, being open and honest. I think that's what I loved about it as well.
So it was very supportive, I guess, exactly. From that perspective. Yeah. OK. Lovely to hear how well your triad in particular worked out. So that's fantastic.
I found it a great part in that, you know, you knew you were meeting, so you might have read the page maybe just the hour before you met, but at least it gave that. And the fact that we could just ask each other, and it was good to say, you know, I really don't follow part of this. How are we mapping it? What do they, because one needs to remember that you'll hear it once, but you won't hear it properly, right? What's required. Mm-hmm. And then you need to hear it again. And then you guys had all sessions set up for us. And I was fortunate enough, I think I maybe missed one, so I had to watch the recording because I was teaching maybe. But again, it just answered so much. And you had so many past fellows on, and they were so helpful and honest. But there was one day now, I have to say, where the three of us went, oh my God, if I thought it was that hard, I don't think I would have signed up. Why are they only telling us this now? Because a load of them said, don't underestimate the amount of time that this will take you. Do you realize how challenging this is? And we're like, oh my dear God. So we did have those days.
Of course. But the greater the challenge, the greater the reward typically. So yes, I'm glad you're saying it as it is, because it is a significant amount of work to get through the fellowship, but I do think it's rewarding. But again, I'll ask your final opinion on that in a second. But I just want to bring you back to reflection, and the application is very much a reflective account of practice, and much like our students, we're probably not that used to writing reflectively, writing papers and articles for journals, etc. That's fine. But this is very much, as you said, an account of you, your practice, and how you evidence your practice. How did you find trying to write reflectively? Did it at the end of it, did it give you a little bit more sympathy for your students who might be struggling themselves to learn how to write reflectively?
Reflection. It doesn't come easy to me, right, to write about it. I do a lot in my mind, right? But I found it was an opening for me in the sense that I know what, you know, the what and the how and how to describe. Okay, but that's not reflection, right? Mm-hmm. So we can all describe. And then it was about the, you know, the why and the so what and all of this that was very challenging, to be honest. Like, as I said, you know, certain, you know, activities that I might carry out in the classroom. Like, why was I really doing that? I really had to think about it. And like, what was the benefit of this? Apart from the view, point of view, maybe this is the way it had always been done. And then I was trying to figure out, but why? So should I bring in more technology? Should, you know, and getting feedback from students. And, you know, so I really struggled. It gave me an insight into the amount of time that goes into a reflection that students underestimate as well when they're doing these type of assignments. Because you can all do the general, the, you know, the past reflection, we'll say, okay? But if you're really going to get in there, it takes hours of thinking and then even reading, you know, literature to say why I was thinking this, when it's not your exact discipline, you know. I have a lot from accounting, etc. But, you know, I was finding myself reading more into teaching approaches and all of this. So I have a very, I suppose, you know, a better understanding of the amount of time that goes into reflections. But I think we as lecturers and students too underestimate that. And maybe we all need to get a little bit better at this. But then I struggle with the fact that people would critique your own reflection when that might be true to you, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So that's another, from a teacher's point of view, correcting stuff like that, I'm thinking, you know, that is what it was for them. So who am I to say it should, you know, so there's these little things that I struggle with still. But I found, and I did worry in case for the application that my view and my reflection, the way I had experienced things, would that be okay? But again, in that, I mean, everyone was sailed through or whatever, you know, and if there's anything that you need to do, you're going to just be told to revise it or whatever. But again, I suppose there is those little things, but I don't think we're going to solve those tonight.
No, we're probably not. So finally, looking back now, if you had to give one piece of advice to an aspiring fellow, what might it be?
You know, think about the reason why you want to do this, I think is the first thing. And who are you doing it for? So for me, it was just for me. Right. It was a personal thing that I just felt I needed. And I think that's why I enjoyed that process. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing is you get to meet more people. It develops your thinking about what you're doing with your modules, why you're doing it, the way you're assessing, conferences you're attending, etc. So it opens up your mind broader. Even though it's always there, don't get me wrong, we think that way, but sometimes we're just so disciplined into following these steps that it's good to take time out to ask, why am I doing this? So again, I would say to someone, I would say, if you're committed to something you really like to do, you're going to fly through it as long as you allow the time. I would encourage everyone to do it, really, to be honest, but only if you're in it to do the reflection.
I just want to say thank you very much, Julie. That was wonderful to chat to you, as always. And thanks for sharing your insights on fellowship.